1 o'clock in the morning, Hotfoot, all three of us, step in where we had no business. Tombstone estate gals, Caribbean, Irish. No one expects better. We ain't it, but we sure ain't shit. All we need is a little bit of rhythm, so we got in a it, deep into the dance hall crypt. Come now, Asase calls, pushing her way down the stairs. High priestess glow, red Ankara cloth wound round her hair like a towering inferno. Asase is the oldest, 25, a year older than me and Rumor. Rumor is nothing like her red-haired Irish family. My gyal is dance-taught, tall with a rubber-ribbed belly. Androgynous, blonde, she dyes her hair obsidian black, stuffs it underneath a knitted red-gold-green rasta cap. We squeeze past chirps in men, stand in front of the arch wooden door, suck in the last of the O2. I follow Asase inside. My gyal follows the smoke. Beneath barrel-vaulted arches, dance all darkness, pile-up bodies, ganja clouds. We lean against flesh-eaten limestone walls near two coffin-sized speaker boxes that vibrate us into the underworld. Run-ins. The scene goes the usual way. A ruster pulls Rumor, which is good because that's the only kind of man she'll dance with. They're respectful. They're my brethren, she says. A sweet boy pulls Asase. Test in. 1, 2, 3. Lights go on for a few seconds. Only one type of man left for me. A tall, light-skinned man, face the colour of wet sand, stalked green eyes, standing in his silence. Man pulls me with not so much as a, what's up, wanna dance? Nothin'.